Welcome to the Abundant Life Podcast. This is Pastor Deary. The NFL is in full swing, and by next February, only one of the 32 teams in the league will emerge as the winner of the Super Bowl. The players involved will all celebrate as part of the winning team. In today's message, ALWC Elder Tracy Richardson delivers a powerful illustrative word that draws from the team sport of football and lays out a plan for the church to accept their role in being a winning team for the kingdom. Listen in, take notes, and we'll talk with you at the end of the broadcast.
All right. Well, that's a lot better. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As soon as you can get it, let's go. Come on. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. Come on. Y'all know that sound, right? Come on. Let's hear that. Come on. That's my man right there. I'm telling you. You ask Lorenzo, the Lord can deliver, right? Come on. Let me crank that up a little bit. Holla. Huh? Come on. Woo! It's football season. Everything is about to go down. I know y'all got teams, right? Everybody got a team in here. Anybody got a team? Let's raise your hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your team is playing right now. Sometime today is playing, right? Woo! We're going to talk about the winning team today. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the winning team today. And Pastor Ed did it. He was like, wait a minute. Y'all ain't clapping y'all hands. Y'all don't act like y'all on the winning team today. So what we want to do is, Sister Arnica just did it. She just started doing the wave. We need to be doing the wave up in here. Hallelujah. Where's my NFL at? A little bit more. Come on. Dunna, dun, dunna. It's about to start. It's about to go down. Dun, dunna. How many of you guys believe that you're on the winning team? Are you on the winning team? If you're on the winning team, let's stand up, stand to your feet, because you're on the winning team. Hallelujah. We're on the winning team, right? If you believe you're on the winning team, you should be standing up right now. No condemnation, but hallelujah. And guess what? When I was growing up and I played football, we used to get in the huddle. And the coach would call the play and the quarterback would call the play. And then we would say, break, ready, break, right? But there was another huddle that we had. And that huddle happened in the locker room. And to get everybody on point, everybody on the same page, everybody get the intensity that it would take to go out there and do what it took to do, we would get in a nice circle. And if you've seen that movie, Remember the Titans, you'll see them jumping up and down. Hey. Woo, right? Getting pumped for Jesus, because we are on the winning team. We are on the winning team. Listen, no fire, no blood, no nothing can stop the move of God. What is God doing in this place? Hallelujah. And we're on the winning team. If you're on the winning team, say, Jesus. 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 Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Hallelujah. Woo. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Hold on to that energy. Hold on to that fire. Hold on to it, because the Lord, see, that's how we need to go out and take the word forward into the world with some excitement, some enthusiasm, some power, some authority. And when it happens, woo, when the move of God takes place, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Revival. Hallelujah breaks out. Father God, we thank you. We praise you and we honor you today, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for the word that you're about to pour out through me today, Father God. Use me as a vessel today that you can use to mold and shape and touch the hearts of your people. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today, we're going to talk about the winning team. We already know, you guys already know that you're on the winning team. How many of you believe that you're on the winning team? Amen. 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 If you're not sure if you're on the winning team, we're going to handle that this afternoon. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take care of that. Amen. All right. So I'm going to turn this thing around and you're going to have some, we're going to go through a few scriptures and we're going to start with Romans 12 and 2. Let's everybody get there. Take notes. Okay. Romans 12 and 2. The activity that's going to have to happen today is that you're going to have to transform and renew your mind. Okay, because you have been seeing things one way, and the Lord's been trying to reveal it to you in another way. And I'm going to show you that when we go through Colossians 3, 17, and 3 and 12. Listen, I'm excited about the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm excited that I made it in. I'm in there. And I get to tell people about that. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to show you the formula for a winning team. All right? So let me ask you guys a question. It's going to start with a question. What do you guys think it takes for a winning team, to make a winning team? Discipline, effort, energy. I need somebody to write fast because I'm not that fast. Okay, we're going to, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The winning formula, we're going to start with discipline. Practice. Focus. There's a lot of them. There's a couple that I'm going to point out for you. As he's writing, I want you to pay attention to something. All of this stuff that he just wrote down, I didn't tell him where to write it. He wrote it underneath the team, right? Because this is what it requires to make a team. Okay? Number one, you got to be chosen. Now, if you're already chosen, you're on the team. Okay? You're on the team. But now, once you've been chosen, there's going to be some requirements. You're going to have some discipline. You are going to have to practice. You have to have focus. You're going to have to know your assignment. That wasn't a thank you. You have to know your assignment. The other thing is now that you know that all of this is taking place, one more, execute. Have to execute. Now, well, what are we going to execute, Brother Tracy? You're going to execute the play. What's the play? The play is, we're going to go to the play real quick. Excuse me, and I'm folded up my paper. The play is go into all the world and preach the gospel, right? That's the play. So just so you guys know, I want to make sure that you understand it. Go to Mark 16 and 15. You can just write it down. Just write it down. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. You guys might think it's strange, but talk to the animals and the birds and everybody else. Y'all know Jesus? Say, preach to every creature. Do you know Jesus? The pit bull is staring you down. I know you know Jesus, though. He's my friend. Amen? Amen. Come on, you got to talk the talk. Listen, when I grew up, there was that movie, The Omen, right? And I don't want to talk no evil stuff, but that movie scared me all the way out, right? Scared me, man. And one thing that scared me was those big ravens. The ravens were coming, man. Every time I see a raven now, I speak to that raven. I'm like, you out of here, buddy. See you. I don't care if it was a movie. All right, look, I got power and authority over. Go on, get on out of here. I don't know what you're bringing with you, but you got to get up out of here. Amen. Guess what? They take off. Now, you guys got the play? What's the play? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature, right? That's the play. Did anybody hear or read anything different than that? Amen. So guess what? We all on the same page. All right? Now, I'm going to use a football reference, and that's why we had all the music. I'm going to use a football reference, and hopefully everybody on this side can see. We have a general manager. We have a chief financial officer. And what's another good executive at the very, very top? We got God the Father. We got the CEO, Holy Spirit, and we got Jesus Christ. Okay? They're all one. They're on one accord. They got the play. Okay? Now we're listening to them. Now we got the coach, represented right here by Pastor Derry, and we have the quarterback, Pastor Tammy. Guess what? They got assistant coaches. Well, they got assistant coaches. And guess what? All us on the team. Right now, y'all sitting on the bench because y'all ready to hear to play. Amen? We waiting here to play. So I'm going to show you a play real quick. The blue is going to represent the defense. And I'm going to just put 11 circles on this thing so y'all will see what I'm saying. We got one guy here. He's a free safety corner. Somebody help me count. What is that, 4, 8, 10? Too many? Thank you. That's a bad. Hold on, that's just bad. They in the wrong position. That's another story. Okay. See, I was, thank you. 4, 3, 4, 9, 10, 11. Just, okay, it's circles. That represents the defense. Yeah. And this represents the offense. I'm going to do them in black. Okay. Totally different. Right? The offense has an objective. That's us. Our objective is to score a touchdown. Our objective is to go out into all the world and preach the gospel. Guess what? These 11 guys are trying to prevent these 11 guys from moving forward. We sung that song today. Moving forward. Everyone on this, on the screen, everybody that you see represented here has an assignment. Everyone's assignment is different. There's going to be a person who's dedicated to watching the quarterback at all times. Dedicated to watch the quarterback at all times. Usually, it's the middle linebacker. This guy back here. Middle linebackers are huge, and they're fast, and they're intelligent. Like quarterbacks. Usually, quarterbacks are medium-sized, 6'5", 6'4", and below. Roughly 220 pounds, roughly. Linebackers, 250, 245. They want them to be big so they can hurt you when they hit you. Are you guys tracking with me? They put the biggest against the biggest, the best. The attack is going to come to the quarterback with as much power and veracity as they could possibly muster. And that's just through one guy. Just because he's dedicated to the quarterback. Now, guess what? So is the rest of these guys on the front line. Their job is to go after the quarterback and get the football. They want him to fumble the ball. They want him to throw an errant pass. They want him to – I'm going to back up a little bit. Because not only are they responsible for the quarterback, but they're also responsible for the running backs. Okay? Now – I'm going a little deep for you guys because it's a challenge here, because renewing your mind to what is happening to us out there and the way the attack comes, you have to see it. You need to see. And if you want to use basketball, you can use basketball. If you want to use volleyball, you can use volleyball. If there's a team sport, you can apply this. Okay? Now, the quarterback goes to the huddle. And he calls a play. Where do you get the play from? Got the play from the coach. Where did the coach get the play from? Got it from the playbook. Where did the playbook come from? From a creator? Somebody created the playbook. Somebody devised a scheme, a plan for your team. Okay? Somebody devised a plan and a scheme for your team. Now, how did he do that? He did it based on the people that are there on the team. He did it based on the personnel. If I have a quarterback that I know can throw it half the length of the field, guess what I need? I need wide receivers that can run and get it. So I'm going to go out and get wide receivers that can go get it. They have to be fast. and they have to be able to catch. Speed does not mean that you're going to catch the ball once it's down there. You got to do a little digging. So it took something, some effort, to put the playbook together. So if you're watching and you guys don't really understand football, now you're getting a little peek behind the tent, behind the curtain of what happens on the football field, because they're not just running around, oh, hey, they're running over here. This is what I do. No, it's a designed play. We have a designed play. Now, I'm going to use our pastor and the first lady here because they're the model, coach and the quarterback. Now, the quarterback has gotten a play from the coach, and she's lining up the team, and she's putting them in position. They're going to win in the huddle, and she's putting them in position. So she goes to the line, and she looks at the defense, and she's like, man, they're crazy. Why are they doing it like this? They're stacked. We ain't going to be able to run the ball. But I called a running play. Okay? Listen here. They put us in alignment. They put us in position to do. When she gets up to the line of the scrimmage, they call the line of scrimmage is the line that they have to cross to get a first down. She sees what's happening, and she has to call an audible on the line. And you only have a few seconds to do that. Seeing this in the spirit is what I'm trying to get you guys to see, okay? The actions that take place that you see in the flesh has already been activated in the spirit realm. Because the spiritual discernment of our leadership, your leadership, and listen, I'm not saying that just at ALWC, anywhere you go. Anywhere you go. They have to deal with the same thing. The attack is always going to come to the head. It's going to come to the head. That's where the plans are. And oh, here we go. We're up to the line of scrimmage. Blue 92. Blue 92. You see it? What happened is they come up to the line, and they're surveying the field, and they're saying, okay, do you guys see blue 92? You see what's happening here? It's about to go down. Now I'm going to check off of that play, and I'm going to call an audible, and everybody needs to move. When I say this, you're going to go forward. So it's something as simple as this. Ready? Red 95. Red 95. He lifts his foot up. He lifts the foot up because he's putting somebody in motion, because once they call the audible, people are moving on the defense. They're moving on the defense. Now she knows that when she lifts that leg up and that wide receiver comes across the field and the defender follows him, now she knows it's man-to-man coverage. Right? Amen. And listen, I know there's some football people in here, and I'm not giving you the exact, okay? This is an example. Because it doesn't always mean it is man to man. But she has a picture of what's about to go down, just so you understand what I'm saying. Now, she has the picture. She calls the play. She lifts her leg. She audibles. Now it's time to receive the ball. And guess what? If you're on the team and you're on that line at that time, all you have to do is move on the snap count and do your job. Guess what? You ain't got time to go, well, why they calling that play? Well, why they doing this? And why they doing that? You ain't got time. Because to snap the ball, they got like 5 seconds left to snap the ball once they done surveyed the land and seen everything that's taking place. They got 5 seconds to get everybody in position and ready to go. Ready, blue, 95. Red, 98. Ready, set. Take the ball and go do whatever the play was. And if you are questioning the play, you're going to be standing still. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the play. You're going to be standing still because you don't no comprende. I don't comprehend why they just did that. Oh, by the way, everybody's lined up. Everybody has their assignment. She changed the play. And I don't have enough room. Simple. We're just going to use the wide receiver and the quarterback right now. Here's the quarterback, and the wide receiver would really be way over there where the speaker is, but we're going, for purpose of the instruction, we're going to put him right here. Okay, you guys got that? The first play was, hey, listen, man, we're going to run a 10 out to the flats. And that's all he's doing is this, because I saw something. This is what they normally do when we on this down. They normally do this. So what we're going to do is we're going to send him out in the flats. You'll be wide open, no problem. But when she got to the line, things changed. Sometimes when we get to the front lines, things change, Saints, and we do not have time to give you an explanation. We just don't have time. Souls are being lost because you want an explanation. We don't have time for that. The audible came. He said, he heard the audible. He goes, okay, I know my assignment. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to just flare. I'm just going to do a fly. I'm sorry. And I'm just going to go straight up the field. Whoop. Because he's not playing me tight. He's not playing me close. So I could just fly right on by him. Or he's playing me too close. So I could just fly right on by him. I already know how fast he is. So I'm just going to fly right on by him. And guess what? 1.2 seconds, the release time from a quarterback, you typically, it might even be less than that, for a quarterback to release the ball out of his hand. Roughly about 2 seconds or so down the field, depending on how far he's throwing the ball, right? So he don't have time to say, hey, did he let go of the ball already? It's gone. It's just like this. Ready. Ready, set. Hut. 1, 2, 3, step, drop. Bam. Out of his hand. 3-step drop. That didn't take me a second, right? Maybe I'm a little slow because out of shape, but didn't take that long. He don't have time to guess. So guess what? The ball is going to the spot. The ball is going to the spot. It's not going to the guy. It's going to the spot. Why is this all relevant, Tracy? In the spirit realm, we're going to a spot. We're going to a spot. We say stuff like, send me, Lord, I'll go. Okay. Where are you now? Use what you have where you're at. You're in the spot. You're already there. Use it. I did a practical application thing at Bible study, and I gave gifts. And one of the gifts was the Monopoly card at Safeway, right? Gave them out. I don't know what's on them. It was a practical application. Everybody won something. But it required them to do something to collect their winnings. So later I asked them, I said, hey, how many of you guys collected your winnings? They got the gift. How many of them collect their winnings? Zero. Next practical application. I gave out, very simple thing, pack of matches. Pack of matches. Before I gave out the pack of matches, everything happened in Puerto Rico. Right? Oh, Puerto Rico, the flooded, the tornadoes, what have you. Flood. But I gave our people a couple weeks later a pack of matches. Made it simple. Use what you have. Use what you have. Last week, Wednesday just passed, asked, show of hands, how many of you used your pack of matches? From the looks of things, somebody used some matches. Because we got wildfires. Too soon. I'm sorry. Too soon. Nobody used the matches. They were saying they didn't have an opportunity. Some didn't have an opportunity. I understand. You may not have an opportunity to use a match. The thing is, do you value what you had? Do you value what you've been given? Every Sunday, our pastor gets up and makes sure that we get the Word of God. He passes it on to us. Have you placed value on that word? If you have value, if you have placed value on that word, then you will use it. You'll use it. We're talking about a winning team. In order for us to be the winning team that the Lord has called us to be, we have to use what he's given us. We have to place value on what he's given us and use it. And guess what? I'm going to put something on the board. You guys Look at here. The people in here who know about football, let me see. Raise your hand. Everybody, raise your hand. My back is turned, but that's okay. You know about football, raise your hand. Okay, well, okay. Basketball. You know about basketball? Soccer. On every team, there's positions, right? We wrote down positions. We got the center, guard, tackle, tight end, wide receiver, quarterback, running back. Okay? Quarterback, center, running back. Guess what? Nothing happens unless the center hikes the ball to the quarterback. Nothing happens until he does that. He can sit there all day and run out the clock and delay a game penalties left and right. Nothing's going to happen until he hikes the ball. If you're the center, hike the ball. If you're the center, hike the ball. You know your position? Hike the ball. Now, the tight end, this guy right here, he can't be jealous. He cannot be jealous of, the tackle cannot be jealous of the tight end. You're not built the same. You don't have the same skill set. You don't even think alike. So why are you concerned about what the tight end is doing? You're a tackle. That's not your job. When you start worrying about everybody else's job, it takes you off what God has called you to do. Okay? So let's do this. I didn't use all the scriptures yet. So, Pastor, as long as I got time. Okay, look at here. How to execute the play. Colossians 3:12. And I didn't bring my Bible up. God forgive me, y'all. Who has that? Anybody have it? You can read it out loud for me. Colossians 3:12.
Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering.
He said put it on, right? You gotta do something. You know, like we say, put on the full armor of God, right? You gotta put on these things also. Give me 1 second here. You gotta maintain your focus and understand that it's not about us, you, me, but ourselves. The focus is out there. It's not on us. Once you understand the renewing of your mind about it's not about us, it's really about them, then you really have a freedom to do. Because now you're not worried about yourself. You got to be a little selfless, okay? You're not worried about what's happening to you because you know the God that you serve, he's got you, okay? How do we know that we're operating in the flesh? Anybody know? Let's go to Galatians 5:16. We're gonna go to Galatians 5:16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit. Can you guys hear that? Okay, what is contrary to the Spirit. And the Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other. So that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, verse 19. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Get your ears up. Listen to this. They're obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. Now, I'm talking to people who are saved, set free, and been delivered, right? If you're not, we can address that later. But this is talking to you. This passage is talking about this can help you identify where you are at. If you're envying somebody, you're operating out of your flesh. If you're in dissension, you're operating out of your flesh. If you're in drunkenness, you're operating out of your flesh. The coach called the play. He gave the play to the quarterback. The quarterback said, "Yes, sir, I'm going to do that." Didn't question it. He got the play. We don't have time to question it, right? The quarterback gets to the line of scrimmage, calls the play. Everybody sees what's happening, snaps the ball, and they take off. Let's say the play was executed flawlessly and the end result came about what they wanted, first down or touchdown. Everybody's happy. But let's say that it didn't go the way that it was supposed to go. And it was a running play, and now we're back two yards, and we didn't gain anything. We can't complain. We can't go and tell the tight end can't go to the tackle and go, "Man, do you see why they call that play, bro? I don't know why was they thinking like that, man? We could have done this and we could have done that." And then the tackle goes over to the guard, and the guard, man, every time I turn around, man, we running that play. Man, why are we doing that, man? I don't understand. Then the next person goes over to the center, and he's talking in the center. Everybody's talking, and nobody's doing nothing. And then next thing you know, oh, by the way, they didn't even tell the coach or the quarterback. They just starting dissension, flapping their gums, because they're operating in the flesh. That's tearing down the team. That's making the team ineffective. Okay, check this out. Do you guys know, if you're watching football or any other sport, the first down is a setup for a second and third down? Did you know that? They don't just run a play and go, "Well, I hope that one works, because if that doesn't work, we don't have any idea what's going to happen." No, they're setting the defense up for the next thing, because they're going to make a mistake and we're going to capitalize on it. Okay? Now, we're talking in the spirit realm. Listen. The play has been called, and we're going to execute, and guess what's going to happen? We're going to – the coach, the quarterback, general manager, everybody's already in prayer. Spirit realm, guys. Spirit realm. We're talking about spirit. They're in prayer. They've been in prayer. They heard from God already. The Holy Spirit is already talking to them and showing them what to do, and now they get to the line of scrimmage, the mission field. We had some missionaries go out yesterday. They get to the line of scrimmage. They're on the mission field right now. They got to call an audible because there are people out there that don't have nothing. "Well, we got you some food, but can I have some undergarments, please?" "Oh, we ain't got none of that." "I got you some water." "You got $5. I need to eat." They're calling audibles out there on the front line. And guess what? They ain't got time to just complain about we ain't have enough resources. Guess what? They go back to the drawing board and set it up for the next go around, because that's what we're going to do. We're not going to start dissension and go back and say, "Well, man, Sis Carolyn didn't have her act together. She didn't bring enough food." Did you bring her any food? Did you bring her anything to share to the mission field? Did you come help pack bags? Did you go out? Don't be talking. That was kind of condemnation. No, I'm trying to encourage you guys to be quiet enough to have discernment to move forward. This is what I'm saying in the spirit. Don't get it mixed up. This is what I'm saying. This is an encouraging word for you to understand that be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, because your mind can't think the way it used to think. We're not back then where things were okay. The church is being called out to be the light of the world, the remnant in the earth. Go forward and preach the gospel. Go out and preach the gospel. Okay? Now, how do we know? So we already know that they're in the flesh, right? So we can help them. Just point them to the book. You're a believer? Go to the book. "Hey, man, you know, that was kind of envious, and causing some dissension. Why don't you go read Galatians 5 and 16 for me, 5 and 19. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to partake in that. Okay? Now, how do we, once you pointed them to that, you're going to point them to the next verse, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now, everything's working good because we're operating by the fruit of the Spirit. It's working well. But you draw the play up and things don't quite go your way, you don't just go to revert back to the sinful nature and go back to your flesh. You don't go back to the flesh because it didn't work. You stay in the Spirit. And oh, by the way, you grab a brother or sister and encourage them and ask them to encourage you in the thing so that you can grow, because it's about you growing enough to go out and tell somebody about how they can grow. If you can't see that, you're going to have a problem. Because, oh, guess what? When you don't do what the play calls you to do, you're going to get put on the bench. Because that's what? There's somebody else ready to go. They're hungry. They're eager. And they have a word, and they want to say it. And if you want to sit on the sideline and complain, then you just will be sitting on the sideline complaining. Step into what God has for you. And guess what? It's going to hurt sometimes. It's going to hurt sometimes. Why is it going to hurt? Because you got to warm up. You got to warm up. You can't just go out there and do it. What's your warm up? Bible study. What's your warm up? Life group. What's your warm up? Sunday service. What's your warm up? Calling your brother or sister. What's your warm up? What's your warm up? Reading your word on your own. What's your warm up? Daily devotions. What's your warm up? I'm listening to the word from a radio ministry. What's your warm up? I'm worshiping God. What's your warm up? I'm praising God. That's your warm up. Because guess what? Now you got to stretch. You got to get out and you got to stretch. Oh, man, I ain't used that my hamstring in a long time. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. That's before you even pick up any weight. What's the weight? The weight of the world. The weight of your family. The weight that's coming against you because you're obedient. The weight that's coming against you because, you know what? I missed that one, but now I got to pay a little bit. It's going to hurt a little bit. This is going to hurt. Yeah, I missed it. Pastor said a little briefly this morning, he missed something and you got to pay the consequences of the miss. Because once the ball is snapped and you don't move, you're leaving a gap. This whole side is vacant. You done left a big old hole for the enemy to come in because you didn't pray. You didn't warm up. Your warm up wasn't long enough, because warm ups hurt. Man, that was just the warm up. I ran 2 miles. That was just the warm up. Now you got to stretch. Now you got to run 5 miles. Verse 24. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. Let's not, in that text right there, let's not revert back. Let's not revert back, because you're affecting the winningness of the team. When you don't snap the ball in time, guess what? There's a penalty. You got to go back 5 yards. Because the center is questioning or unsure, or the quarterback wasn't discerning, didn't pray, and didn't see what the defense was doing. The coach didn't call a play soon enough to get it to the quarterback. See, there's a chain of things that has to happen. Discipline, practice, focus. Unity, the Patriots, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins was the only team that went undefeated. They ain't won nothing since. Pittsburgh Steelers had won the most Super Bowls. Now I believe the Patriots are tied with them or something like that. Okay? They had a formula. They executed the formula. They became champions. Over and over and over and over and over again. The formula, the play has been called. Go out to all the world and preach the gospel. Right? The play has been called. The formula is already done. He has already chosen his people to execute. You're on a team. What's going to make the team a winning team? Unity, commitment, focus, practice, discipline. All of those things are going to make the team a winning team. And guess what? Jealousy's not in there. Don't be jealous. Don't be mad. Don't be upset. Things are changing. It happens every day in every organization. Change happens. I was told like this, you know, I need to put you in a place where you're the most valuable to the team. And you think, I'm valuable where I'm at. You're not valuable where you're at. You're not being used properly where you're at. I can use you over here. So let us readjust some things. Quarterback gets up to the line of scrimmage, and the guard is a little too tight, so he taps him on the leg. Guard, slide over a little bit. I got to get, man, you know what? You're messing up my gaps. And it might hurt a little bit. It might hurt your ego. Guess what? Can't be walking in pride. Don't walk in pride. And I think that transforming and renewing your mind just by this brief, well, extra long, message, that even you who didn't know what was happening on the football field before today, you're going to see it a different way. It just in the flesh, you can just be like, well, you know what? Tracy was kind of right about that, but he was kind of wrong about that, and the guard don't do this, and the tackle don't do that. Yeah, but guess what? Now you have an understanding. That's what we're trying to get. And all by getting, get an understanding. Our job is to go out there and help the people get a little bit closer to God so they can say yes, yes, yes. It's not about your stuff. People are saying, well, I've seen people on TV and they're not even telling God thank you because they got their life, but they lost all their stuff. They're in the world and they're other world. They're thinking about their stuff. What else are they going to think about? They're not thinking about their life. Oh, my life is good, but now I got debt and ain't got no house. That's what they're supposed to be thinking of. We're not to grieve as those who have no hope. But we can go out there and lend them a helping hand. We can do whatever the Lord tells you to do. Listen, the Lord is not telling them to do something and not telling us to do something. The Lord is not telling LaJuan to do something and not telling CJ. We all have a part in this. If you're in the kingdom, you're part of him, you're his, you got a job to do. We do. We all have a job to do. And guess what? Stepping out on faith is a challenge. Stepping out on faith is, to you is, to me, I'm going to say me. To me is like, okay, Lord, okay, I think I can. Like the little engine that could, I think I can. Yesterday's gone, man. Yesterday's gone. We're moving ahead. We sung it today. We're moving ahead. We're not going back. We're moving ahead. So just as you marinate on what was told to you today, there's other scriptures that's going to track with this. Just know this. You can talk to the people about Galatians 5 and 16 to show them where they're at. And 5:22 to bring them in line with where they need to be. But understanding this, that you were once in that place. And you cannot go back into that place. You got to stay with the Lord by his Spirit and do what he's called us to do. Guess what? It doesn't matter how full the seats are, because the people that we need are out there. They gonna be here, but we got to go out there to get them. On your job, at the grocery store, the deli, wherever you go, we got to go out there and get them so they can be here. There ain't no other way they're going to get here unless you go out there and tell them. So with that, I thank you for opening your minds and to be transformed, to allow the Lord to say, listen, I'm going to bring forth revelation to you if you let me. And we're going to use a simple football analogy to do it. Because Jesus spoke in parables. Amen? So there's a lot more. Trust me, there's so much more. And I thank you, Pastor, for just giving me the extending the time to me, because there's so much more that we can use to impact this kingdom in just this little method. This method. First of all, listen, before we leave and do anything else, remember, listen to the head. Listen, listen, listen. It might not sound good to you. It might not sound right to you. It might hurt a little bit. But listen. And then just say, okay, Lord, all right, okay. And then move. Because that's really what it's going to require. Listen and then move. Not hear and move, because you're going to hear something you ain't going to like, and then you go tell somebody else, and da da da, and then you get a whole nother mess. Listen to your head and then move. If you believe that they're hearing from God and they've impacted your life by the positivity of the gospel of Jesus Christ that they brought forth to you, listen. Listen and move. Thank you very much, Pastor Derry.
Praise God, and thanks for listening. Today's message was titled The Winning Team by Elder Tracy Richardson. For more information about Abundant Life Worship Center, feel free to check out our website at alwc.us. On our site, you'll find more information about us, our church, and our events calendar, and other messages that may be of interest to you. Once again, the site is alwc.us. You can also find us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/abundantlifeworship.net. God bless, and we look forward to seeing you on our next podcast. Until then, remember, Jesus came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly.